Today's message is a continuation of last week's message, I Must See Rome.
サブタイトルはですね、神様が語ってくださって、その神様に語られることによって私たちは前を向くことができるというタイトルで話したいと思います。
And the subtitle is, The Lord talks to us and He helps us to be positive.
で先週はパウロ の, その後半の人生のことについて話をしました。
And last week we were talking about the second half, the latter half of Paul's life, the Apostle Paul.
神様はパウロにあなたはローマに行くその思いを与えてくださいました。
God commanded Paul to go to Rome. Paul knew that in his heart.
でも私たちは何か与えられた時にそれが思ったようにすぐになることはないことがあります。
But there are times in our Christian walk when God shows us something clearly, but it's not God's timing.
私たちが必要なのは本当にその中で神様が与えられた言葉をしっかり握って、そしてそれをしっかり見つめながら、諦めていくことです。
And those things that God shows us, but it doesn't seem to be God's timing right away, we have to hold on to those things faithfully and wait and hope and watch for God's timing.
行く先を、から目をそらさないことが私たちのとても大切なことになります。
It's very important for us to keep our eyes ahead of us and to where God is leading.
パウロは3回の宣教旅行からエルサレムに戻ってきました。
Paul went on three missionary journeys, and after that he returned to Jerusalem.
でもそのエルサレムで彼は捕らえられます。
But when he went back to Jerusalem, he was taken prisoner.
死にそうになるんですね。
People wanted to kill him.
どんな感じか少し読んでいきますね。
And let's see.What that situation was like.
しかも21節、暴行を避けるために兵士たちが彼を担いでいかなければならなかった。
Acts chapter 21 verse 35. When Paul came to the steps, the violence of the mob was so great that he had to be carried by the soldiers.
22章、こんな男は力を覗いてしまえ、生かしておけない。彼らはあめきかせ、上着を投げつけ、埃が空中に撒き散らすほどだった。
Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live! And while they were shouting, throwing off their cloaks, and tossing dust into the air.
23章には、こうして論争が激しくなったので、千人隊長はパウロが彼らに引き裂かれてしまうのではないかと心配し、兵士たちに降りていって人々の中からパウロを力ずくで助け出し兵員に連れていくように命じた。
When the dissensions became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down and take him by force and bring him into the barracks.
3回も殺されそうなんですよ、この短い時間に。
In this short period of time, three times Paul was nearly killed.
守るためにローマの兵隊が彼を担いで行かなくてやる。
And in order to protect him, the Roman tribune actually needed to ask the to order the soldiers to carry Paul.
何十人も何百人もそうですね。上着を脱いでもう行かって行かって、もう煙で外が見えないぐらいだったんですね。
A great crowd of people were taking off their cloaks and moving them in the air and throwing up dust with a great cloud and confusion.
ちょっと近寄りがたいですね。
We certainly don't want to go near to such a place.
昨日真夜中に近くのところでぼや火事があったそうです。
I have discovered that there was a fire close by to here last night.
ですから何台も救急車や消防隊の方がいらして、もうこの近所の方とても、眠れないような夜だったようです。
There were many fire trucks and many firemen fighting this fire, and many of the people who live in this area couldn't actually sleep.
もうそのとしめさ、多くの人がですね、自分を殺そうと思って向かってきたら、皆さんどんな心境になりますか？
How would you respond?How would you feel if there were people surrounding you and wanting to kill you?
23章にですね、ローマの戦争長は、パウロの体は引き裂かれないか心配だったんですね。
It says that they were afraid that they would tear Paul to pieces.
多くの人が体に引っ張るんで、手が引きちぎれちゃう、指が握れちゃう、首がというような危ない状況だ。
Imagine people grabbing on to different parts of your body and just pulling you in all different directions.
皆さんがそんな状況にいたら、どんなことを考え、どう祈るでしょうか。
If it had been you, if you had been in such a situation, what would you be thinking? What would you be praying?
これだけではなくてですね、40人以上の男性がパウロを殺すまで飲み食いしないと誓うっていう。
And in addition to this big dissension that was happening, there were 40 Jewish men who took an oath, and that oath was that they would not drink until they had killed Paul.
あのテレビのあれで何ですか、誰か追っかける、追っかける人に走って何だっけ、追っかけて逃げるやつ。あ、逃走中ってなりましたよね。テレビで、anyway, they have to, とにかく、一人の殺人者じゃないんですよ。40人追っかけてるんですよ。
If we watch TV and there's like some kind of drama and there's one person who is plotting to kill someone, it's like a really exciting thing. But this time, there were actually not one, but rather 40 people who were plotting to kill Paul. If that was your situation, what would you be thinking?
でも自分はローマに行くんだと思ってるんですよ。
Paul heard that there were these people plotting to kill him. What would he have been thinking? Nevertheless, he was determined to go to Rome.
で、実は彼が捕まったのは、時代の神殿だったんですけども。
And in fact, Paul was first taken captive into the temple, into the Jewish temple.
それはですね、エルサレムの、クリスチャンの人たちに、あなたちょっと誤解されてるからちゃんと神殿に行って、パウロを助けなさいって言われるんですね。
And but some of the Christians in that living in Jerusalem gave advice to Paul. So they told him to go into the temple, but offer help to some of the people there.
彼はね、自分から神殿に行こうと思わなかった。
Paul didn't decide on his own to go into the temple.
あなたは行った方がいいって言われたから行ったんですね。
Rather, he was told by some of the Jewish Christians, the leaders of the church in Jerusalem, go into the temple.
自分がしたくないことをした後に何か嫌なことが起きたら、皆さんどう思いますか？
So, if someone had given you advice,And if as a result of that advice that you obeyed, something terrible happened, what would be your response?
結構その人を恨んだりしませんか?
Wouldn't you no longer trust that person? Wouldn't you be upset and just not exactly cursing, but really, really upset with that person who had given you that kind of advice?
彼は本当にどうしようもない状況に立っていたんです。
Paul was in a situation where it seemed like there was no escape, there was no getting out of it.
そういうパウロに神様が語りかけます。イエス様が語りかけます。
But Christ, but Jesus, but God spoke to Paul at that time.
使徒の23章の11節を今日見たいと思います。
I want to look at Acts chapter 23, verse 11 with you.
パウロ本当に怯えてる時です。その夜、主はパウロのそばに立って言われた。勇気を出せ。エルサレムで私のことを力強く証したように、ローマでも証をしなければならない。
While Paul was prisoner that night, we read, that night the Lord stood near to him and said, Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also.In Rome.
今日一日で3回も殺されかけた彼にイエス様は語りかけるんですね。勇気を出しなさい、心配するな、勇気を出しなさいって言うんです。
Paul, who was prisoner, who had been almost killed three times, was spoken to by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said to him, Keep up your courage.
今日あなたがエルサレムでした神様の証をしたように、それがローマでもするから心配するなと言うんです。
And he was told by the Holy Spirit, just as you have testified here in Jerusalem, so also you must go and testify in Rome.
でもこの時、この主の言葉を聞いて、パウロは信じるんですね。
But Paul received and believed this word from God.
彼は後ろを向いて誰のせいに向くんだって、もう神様は導かれ前に向くんです。
He didn't look in the past and say, oh, it's this person's fault that I'm in this difficult situation. But rather, he kept his eyes looking forward and he was willing to continue to obey God.
困難の中にあるんですけど、その困難の中に彼は受けるんだって、困難に立ち向かう勇気を神様から与えられるんです。
He was in an awful situation, but he didn't get discouraged by his circumstances. Rather, his courage was born in his heart and he kept his eyes looking forward to where he was supposed to go.
なぜならば、すべてをご存知の神様があなたをローマで用いると約束してくださったんです。
Because God had promised him, I will use you.When you go to Rome.
パウロは殺されたことになるんですけども、その40人の殺人者がいることをパウロの甥がローマの戦争長に言います。
Paul was almost killed three times, and then when these 40 people were plotting to kill him, Paul's nephew heard about it, and he went and told the tribune.
そして戦争長はですね、急にその夜、そのパウロをカイサリアに移送します。
And the tribune made a plan to protect Paul, and he was going to move Paul to another place at night.
で、そのカイサリアでは、ローマの提督と提督のところにユダヤの指導者が来て、パウロを、裁判にかけるんですけども。
And Paul is brought to another place before a judge in Caesarea.And at night to another place.
で結局そこではローマの提督は判断を下さないんですね。
When he went to Caesarea, he was going to be judged before Festus, the governor.
でも結局彼はそのカイサリアに2年間とどまるんですね。幽閉されるたままになります。
But actually he goes to Caesarea and he remains as a prisoner there for two whole years.
2年前にあなたはローマに行くって言われて2年間ずっとカイサリアにいたままのパウロはどうだったんでしょうか。
So let's review for a minute.Paul was told that he must go to Rome. He waited for 2 years after God gave him that command, and he was a prisoner and a captive in Caesarea.
皆さん、神様の約束を何日間、何週間、何年待てますか?
How many days, how many weeks, how many years can you hold on to the promises and the commands of God?
本当にでもこの時にパウロは本当に主が共にいることが分かって主の約束があるということが分かって彼は諦めなかったんですね。
But Paul never gave up because he believed the promises of God.
で結局最後彼はカイサリアからローマへと移送船で行ったことになります。
And finally, after 2 years, Paul is taken, still a prisoner.By boat from Caesarea to Rome.
使徒の伝統録の27章28章を読んでいくとその時のことが書かれています。
If we read the continuation in the book of Acts, we read as Paul is taken.
でもですね、そのローマへの道は簡単ではなかったんですね。
But even after he finally embarks.To go to Rome, it's not at all a simple or safe journey.
大嵐になって船
He meets this great storm while he's in the boat.
船が難破ストームになります。
And the boat almost sinks.
そして囚人たちが逃げるのを怖がって 兵隊たちは囚人たちを殺そうとしました。
And the soldiers on that boat think that all the prisoners are going to flee and run away. So they make a decision, we need to kill the prisoners on this boat.
せっかくそこから守られてマルタという島に行ったら、今度彼はパウロは毒蛇に噛まれたりします。
The boat almost sinks, but they're saved and they go to a small island. And even after they've been saved from sinking in the sea, Paul is bitten by a viper and he almost is killed by this poisonous viper.
いつもいろんな困難がパウロを待ち受けているわけですね。
Paul faces trials and problems and tribulations one after another.
実際にどうだったか27章から見ていきたいと思います。
I want to read a little bit more in detail from chapter 27.
ちょっと長いですけど、
It's long, but please, let's read together.
幾日もの間、船足は運ばらず、ようやく船女子港に近づいた。ところが船に風に行く手を阻まれたので、サルメン岬を回ってクルタ島の影を航行し、ようやく島の岸に沿って住み、サライの町に近い良い港と呼ばれるところに着いた。かなりの時が経って、すでに断食日中も過ぎていたので、航海はもう危険であった。それでパウロは人々に忠告した。皆さん、私の見るところではこの航海は船体ばかりではなく私たち自身にも危険と多大な損失をもたらすことになります。しかし確認対象パウロの言ったことよりも船長や船主の方を信用した。
If you can read it in English, will you read along with me? Acts 27 from verse 7 to verse 11. We sailed slowly for a number of days and arrived with difficulty somewhere. And as the wind was against us, we sailed under the lee of Crete off Salmon. Sailing past it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Heavens near the city of Lasia. Since much time had been lost and sailing was now dangerous, because even the fast had already gone by, Paul advised them, saying, Sirs, I can see that the voyage will be with danger and with much heavy loss. Not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. But the centurion paid more attention to the pilot and to the owner of the ship than to what Paul said.
船の旅をするちょっと時期が悪かったんですね。
As the boat was sailing at sea, it became a bad time of the year, the bad season for the boat to be at sea.
パウロは行くのやめましょうって言うんです。今行ってるのは。
So Paul advises we should stop. We shouldn't continue on this journey.
でもローマの百戸長はね、そうではなくて船長や船主の方を信用して出ていくわけです。
But the centurion listens to other advice and he sets sail.
そのあとどうなったか。
And what happens after that?
はい、います。一緒に読みたいと言いますよ。はい、ワン、ツー、スリー。この港は冬を越すのに適していなかった。それで大活用の者の意見により心から船出し、できるならばクレタ島で南西と北に面する天気港に行き、そこで冬を過ごすことになった。特に南風が静かに吹いてきたので、人々は望み通りに人が運ぶと考えて怒りを上げ、クレタ島の岸に沿って進んだ。しかし間もなくエウラキロンと呼ばれる暴風が島の方から吹き下ろしてきた。船はそれに巻き込まれ、風に逆らって進むことはできなかったので、私たちは流される波に任せた。やがてカウダという小島の陰に来たので、やっとのことで小舟をしっかりと引き寄せることができた。小舟に船を引き上げてから、船体には、砂を巻きつけ、数日の浅瀬に乗り上げるのを恐れて、海流を下ろし、流されるままに任せた。しかし、ひどい暴風に悩まされたので、翌日は、人々は積み荷を海に捨て始め、3日目には自分たちの手で船具を投げ捨ててしまった。幾日もの間、太陽も星も見えずに暴風が激しく吹き去るので、ついにパスカルの海は全く消え失せようとしていた。
Since the harbor was not suitable for spending the winter, the majority was in favor of putting to sea from there on the chance that somehow they could reach Phoenix, where they could spend the winter. It was a harbor of Crete facing southwest and northwest. When a moderate south wind began to blow, they thought they could achieve their purpose, so they weighed anchor and began to sail past Crete, close to the shore. But soon, a violent wind called the Northeaster rushed down from Crete. Since the ship was caught and could not be turned head-on into the wind, we gave way to it and were driven. By running under the lee of a small island called Coda, we were scarcely able to get the ship's boat under control. After hoisting it up, they took measures to undergird the ship. Then, fearing that they would run on the surface, they lowered the sea anchor and so were driven. We were being pounded by the storm so violently that on the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. And on the third day, with their own hands, they threw the ship's tackle overboard. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no tempest raged, all our hope of being saved was at last abandoned. All of their hope was gone.
嵐に巻き込まれるんですね。
They were just surrounded by this terrible storm.
最初は積み荷を海に投げ捨てます。
First, they throw the cargo overboard.
3日目には船を操る道具もすべて捨ててしまうというんです。
And then, on the third day, they just threw everything that they could overboard into the sea.
ただもう嵐に任せるだけなんですね。
They were just at the mercy of this terrible storm.
パウロはあのみんなにこの船は今時期悪いから出るのやめようって言ったんです。
Paul had said to them, it's not a good season to sail. We should stop and anchor here.
でもパウロの意見は聞かれなかったんですね。
But the captain didn't listen to Paul.
そして自分の意見が通らずに今死にそうになっているパウロです。どうだったでしょう?
So Paul is in this situation where he has given good advice, but that advice wasn't received. And now Paul's life is at stake.
パウロはどのような祈りをしていたでしょうか?
What would he have prayed at that time?
俺の意見を聞いたらよかったって思ったでしょうか?
Would he have said, you should have listened to me before?
彼は祈りの中でまた神様が答えられます。
Paul prayed and God answered.
読んでますね。人々は長い間で食事を手に取っていなかった。取っていなかった。その時パウロは彼の中に立っていた。皆さん、私の言った通りにクレタ島から船出していなければ、こんな危険や損失を避けられたに違いありません。しかし今、あなた方に告げます。元気を出しなさい。船を失うが、皆さんのうち誰一人として命を失うものはないのです。私が使い、礼拝する神から、天使が昨夜私のそばに立ってこう言われました。パウロ、トレンナ、あなたは皇帝の前に出頭しなければならない。神は一緒に後悔するすべてのものをあなたに任せてくださったんだ。ですから皆さん元気を出しなさい。私は神を信じています。私に告げられたことはその通りになります。私たちは必ずどこかの島に打ち上げられるはずです。
Since they had been without food for a long time, Paul then stood up among them and said, Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete and thereby avoided this damage among. I urge you now to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For last night there stood by me an angel of the God, to whom I belong and whom I worship, and he said, Do not be afraid, Paul.You must stand before the emperor, and indeed, God has granted safety to all those who are sailing with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told, but we will have to run aground on some island.
確かに最初ね、今度私を言ってれば、私の言うことを聞いてれば、ね、聞けなかった。少しパウロは言いますけれども。
Paul certainly says in the beginning,If you had listened to it, the advice that I had given you, we wouldn't be in this terrible situation. Nonetheless,
それ以上に神様がこの前天使が彼に現れてこれがどうなることをはっきり彼に告げるんです。
An angel of the Lord, the God whom I served, has stood next to me and has told me what will be happening.
それはみんな守られて船はなくなるけど一人の命も損なわないって言うんです。
Every single person will be saved. The ship will be lost, but every single person's life will be saved.
天使はパウロに、パウロ、恐れるなって言うんです。
The angel stands and says to Paul, take courage, don't be afraid.
怖がってる時に誰かが来て、恐れるなって言った時、はいって皆さん言いますか？
When you're afraid,、
ね、
someone says to you,Oh, you don't need to be afraid. How do you respond?
でもパウロは立ち上がって恐れるのをやめたんです。
But Paul stood up and Paul responded in a way that he stopped fearing.
神様は導いてくれる信仰を 彼自身も宣言するんです。神様は私たちを助けてください。
He rather declared that God will protect us and God will help us.
それをみんなの前に伝えてみんなを励ますんですよ。
And
みんなの平だよって。
He declares and he encourages those in his midst.
神様は私たちが困難の中にいる時も共にいてくださいます。
When we face difficult circumstances, God is still there.
神様は私たちに恐れるなと言った時に、その言葉を約束をしっかり握りましょう。
When God says to you, don't be afraid, let's hold on tightly to that word.
難しい時もありますよね。
There are difficult times that we face, aren't there?
自分の決心、前が見えないとき難しいですよね。
It's hard to make an important decision when we just don't know what we're supposed to do.
でもそのときに神の声をよく聞くようにしましょう。
But that is the time that especially we have to listen to what God is saying.
何度も危険なところを通ったパウロですけれども、
Paul had gone through many dangerous and difficult circumstances.
でも、
However,
パウロはいつも神様に目を向けていました。
He always kept his eyes on God.
パウロは神様が彼を見捨てるような神じゃないことを知っていました。
He believed that God was not a God who would throw him away, who would forsake him.
彼がもうダメだと思ったり後ろ向きになりそうな時に神様ご自身がいろんな方法で語ってくださいました。
There were times that Paul felt discouraged. There were times that Paul was tempted to look back. But at those times, God stood near and spoke to him.
そして彼はその時立ち上がった。そして前を向いたんです。
Paul stood up and Paul looked forward.
そして彼は本当にローマに行くんですよ。
And Paul really does go to Rome.
簡単じゃないです
よ。Wasn't a simple journey, was it?
そのパウロの姿勢を見て、私たちは信仰者の、補足信仰者の姿勢を学ぶことができます。
We look at these days and weeks of Paul, and as we learn about his life and his journey, we learn what it means to be a person of faith.
でもそれ以上に神様のご計画の大きさを私たちは感じることができます。
But we also become aware of the greatness, the vastness of God's plan.
彼はエルサレムでユダヤの群衆の前で証しをしました。
Paul testified in front of the Jewish soldiers.
彼はユダヤの最高法院、サンヘドリンでも証しをしました。
Paul is brought before the Jewish Sanhedrin and he testifies before the Jewish leaders.
この困難の中にあって彼はローマのガバナ提督やその妻の前で証しをしました。
And he's brought before the governor of Festus and he's also brought before a king and a queen and he testifies before them.
彼はユダヤのアグリッパの王の前でも証しをしたんですね。
He testifies before King Agrippa and his wife.
そういう迫害大変な中にあっても神様はパウロを用いてくださいました。
Even in these difficult circumstances, God used
私たちの背中を見てくださってる私たちの生き様を見て神様の栄光を見る方もいるかもしれません。
People might be looking at our lives and seeing our experiences and they through those experiences see the glory of God.
27章を飛ばしましょう。それで有名な聖書の箇所でローマの8章を読みたいと思います。
I want to, just as we come toward the close, I want to look at a famous passage in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Paul wrote this to the Christians in Rome, and he said, We know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, love God, and who are called according to His purpose.
その時、なんでって、なぜって思うことがありますよね。
There are times in our lives when we are tempted to ask, why? Why is this happening?
でも、信じましょう。神様は全てを益としてくださる、用いてくださることを信じましょう。
But let's believe and trust God that He will indeed bring and use all things together for our good.
問題のある時に誰かのせいになる、するのではなく、本当に神様に
When there's some kind of problem, let's not look what happened a few minutes ago in the past and blame somebody else for the, that problem, but rather let's keep our eyes looking forward.
昨日ですね、私は自分の最初の牧師のことを思い出していました。
Yesterday I was just thinking and recalling a little bit about my first Japanese pastor.
Facebook にも書いたんですけれども。
I actually wrote also on my Facebook page.
1981年の8月27日に彼は亡くなりました。
He passed away in 1981. Yesterday was the anniversary of his death.
それで、当時からで42歳と8ヶ月でした。
He was only 42 years old and 8 months.
で、まあ、彼は、まあ、牧師になって、それから、6年間アメリカで留学して日本に帰ってきました。
He became a pastor, then he went for 6 years to study more in the United States, and then he returned to Japan.
そしてそういうそのアメリカから帰ってきた彼と私は出会って一緒に開拓教会を始めました。
And I met him when he returned from the States and I joined him to plant a church with him.
彼から多くのことを学びました。
I learned so many things from him.
特にですね、聖書を読むことを愛することですね。
And one of the things that I learned was to love.Reading the Word of God. But I, of course, I still feel my own weakness or my own insufficiency. But when I was in the United States as an exchange student at university,
その時に電話で彼が急性白血病になったという電話を受けました。
I received a phone call that he had been diagnosed with leukemia. Acute leukemia.
あと1週間して生きれないから祈れって言われた。
And actually he was told that he only had 1 week to live and please pray.
でも、まあ、でもそんな祈りが語られて本当にいろんな曲を通ったんですけど8ヶ月その彼は生きることができました。
But the church prayed, brothers and sisters prayed, and not one week, but rather he was, had rather ups and downs, various ups and downs, but he was able to live 8 months more.
私は留学中だったのでお見舞いもできないし、そして結局お葬式にも行くことができませんでした。
I was in the United States as an exchange student, so I wasn't able to even go and visit him in the hospital, and I wasn't even able to attend his funeral.
で、翌年、の夏に帰ってきて、
I returned to Japan a year later, and I was able to meet his wife.
その時にその時のことをいろいろお話を伺いました。
And, I got together with her and we talked about what had happened.
何度も、もうダメかと思ったんですけど、本当に何度も何度も祈って、そしてその最後の8ヶ月を過ごした話を聞きました。
His wife shared with me that there were so many ups and downs and there were so many times when I thought, this is it, he's going to pass away very soon now. But, we He went through eight months that
way. 彼は新約学者でしたから。
He was a New Testament scholar.
で彼はその日、神様から与えられた言葉をノートに書いたそうです。
And while he was in the hospital, he wrote by hand many of his understanding of the New Testament.
ですからその数ヶ月分の結構大きな彼のノートがあった。
And there were many notebooks that he wrote during the eight months that he was in the hospital.
この死を迎えながら彼が神様が与えられた言葉のノートがあったんです。
So he received the word of God and he was led by God while he was in the hospital and he wrote many many notebooks while he was in the hospital.
でも僕が一年後に帰った時にはそのノートはありませんでした。
But when I returned from the United States a year later, those notebooks were no longer, we no longer had those notebooks.
それはですね、その牧師先生の友人がそれを読みたいと思って借りたんですね。
A friend of the pastor had borrowed the notebook.
それを電車の棚に置いて残してしまってなくなってしまった。
And he put the notebook on top of the shelf of the of a train, and he forgot them, and the notebooks were gone.
彼の最後の文章がなくなったんです。
The last eight months of what he thought and wrote, all of that was gone.
で僕はちょっと怒りみたいなのを覚えました。
And when I heard that story, I was angry. I was so disappointed.
でもですね、その牧師先生の奥さんも話すと、彼女全然そういう恨みも何もないんですね。
But when I talked with his wife, she didn't feel any kind of frustration or anger.
彼女は本当に神様がなすべきことをいつもなさるということを彼女は信じているんです。
She believed that.God was going to do what God intended to do, and there was nothing that could change that.
それにも驚きました。
Even then, I was surprised.
でもそのことがあって、彼の働きを残したいということがあって、この説教集が生まれました。
But we need a subject in English. So friends of his nonetheless wanted to preserve some of his writings, so they put this book together.
ですから彼の、何週間かの説教、彼が本当に聖書を愛した彼のメッセージがここに残っています。
His messages that he, some of his messages are preserved in this volume.
そう、彼はもう34年前に亡くなりました。
He actually passed away more than 30 years ago.
でも彼の死を通して何人もの人が宣教師になり、何人もの人が牧師になったんです。
But because of his death, many people became missionaries or many people became pastors.
私たちはこんな中にあるとき、なんでって思うことがあるんですけども。
There are times when we experience problems, when we experience troubles, and we think, why? Why is this happening?
でもそういう時に誰かのせいにすることをやめましょう。
However, we have to stop blaming somebody else. That's difficult, isn't it?
誰かのせいにして、その時に神様の声を聞こうとして聞きましょう。
We can't blame someone else, but rather we have to listen to what God is speaking.
後ろの扉を閉めて前の扉を開けましょう。
We have to close the doors that are behind us.And look for the open door that is before us.
また次の前のドア、もう次のドアも開けていきましょう。神様導いてくださいます。
We have to trust God to lead us and to show us which door will open and we need to walk through.
そしてパウロを見ると、一つ一つのドアを開けていったときに、パウロはローマを見たんです。
And Paul walked through the doors that opened and he went to Rome.
神様、私たちに行くべき道を与えられたときに、それを見逃さずに行きましょう。
We need to not be confused about the direction that God wants us to go in, and we need to walk and obey the word of God.
2年前にこの場所に移った時にですね。
Two years ago, we started meeting at this place.
最初は本当にここは床だけありました。
The first time we met here on a Sunday, all that was here was the floor.
電気もありません。1個だけ、あれをつけただけです。
There were not these lights. There was a really old light and there was an air conditioner.
でも、この2年間、本当に感謝ですね。
But God really provided and we have this place to worship.
でもこれから、ね、もっといろんな方が来たけどこれがどうなるか分かりません、ね、共に祈りましょうね。
But as the church grows and we pray for the lost that they would come, the Japanese people would come and know Jesus, we need to really pray and please pray with us. God, what is the next step?
神様がこの水場の次のドアをどのように示してください。共に祈っていきたいと思います。
Please pray with us and let as a community pray what is the next door that we're that will be open and we need to walk through.
今から一個賛美しますけれども。
We're going to welcome the worship team back up and we're going to have another short time of worship and seeking God.
その時もう一度神様が私たちに示されている目的を示していただきましょう。
Let's recall what God is showing to us and what God has shown us
もしも後ろ向きになっているなら、本当に神様の声を聞いて前に向けるように祈りましょう。
If you're looking behind you, let's turn around and let's face forward and see where God wants to go. Let's pray together.